Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Eco Money on Money FM 89.3.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly, and now it's time for Eco Money, where we take a look at the latest news in sustainability and finance. Now, green bonds, something that we've covered quite a bit in this segment, and that's debt taken on to finance projects with environmental benefits. Well, it hit a record in September with $50 billion issued. This as an increased number of companies and governments turn to such instruments. And we're not just talking about industries that you'd usually associate with going green. For example, in September, Adidas announced its first sustainability bond to the tune of 500 million euros. And news out of Sydney today, property developer Lendlease announced that its debut green bond was oversubscribed and it had raised $500 million to support the delivery of its $113 billion development pipeline. Now, the transaction is the largest green bond issued by an Australian non-financial corporate. And while Lendlease's announcement ties into the group's commitment to tackle climate change, for other firms, green bond projects may not necessarily equate to lower carbon emissions. To find out more, we're joined today by Mitch Resnick, and he's the head of sustainable fixed income at Federated Hermes. Mitch, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on Eco Money. An absolute pleasure.
Wonderful to have you. Now, in its September quarterly review, Mitch, the Bank of International Settlements published that green bond projects have not necessarily translated into comparatively low or falling carbon emissions at the firm level. Do you agree?
So, first of all, I absolutely love that they published this report because they're challenging convention. And in many ways, they're shifting the focus away from just the green bond market and the green bond project itself to the companies themselves, which is really important for us to get from here to there in terms of decarbonization. As for the study itself, look, you know, it covers a period up through 2018. And during this period, the green bond market has been principally dominated by banks, governments, effectively low intense emitters. So I think that there's a chance here that this, you know, we're already starting within this study from a fairly low level of decarbonization. So the prospect of decarbonizing is a little bit de minimis compared to the names that are coming into the market now. So, for example, a lot more, you know, of the cyclical names, the lower rated names are coming into the market. And I think, you know, time will tell over time that base. You know, bear in mind that the data is slow to come by. But one thing, you know, I will say about this is that for me, and this is obviously a great question, is the contribution of the green bonds to decarbonization mm-hmm. process. But this is, you know, what's really important about this is that, you know, the green bond market, as you pointed out in your opening comments, is really hot. It's kind of the new black right now. But these authors are saying this is great. But let's, you know, take a look at what's happening at the company level and refocus a little bit there.
Exactly, Mitch. Now, as you've said, green does seem to be the new black. I think not a day goes by that we don't see some announcement or another, whether it's talking about a green bond, a green loan, or a sustainable loan. So do you think green bonds really help to tackle climate change then? Or for some yeah. now, you know, since, as you mentioned, it's the hot thing, could this be another form of, you know, putting a green ribbon on a product just to appease this trend?
Sure. First of all, the answer is yes. I think, of course, it is helping to decarbonize. But, you know, I reemphasize the point that we can't decarbonize the economy the way we need to unless companies themselves decarbonize across all their businesses. However, the market is hot. You know, is it a bubble? No. You know, I think that there's, you know, significant mm-hmm. demand for these bonds. And, you know, look, they are the credit risk of the ultimate parent issuers. And sometimes they probably trade a little bit tight or expensive to the term structure or to the credit risk of the business. And yeah, this is a capital market, so there will be some opportunistic activities from issuers and bankers and even investors. But, you know, investors are really hip and savvy to the factors that drive greenwashing and, you know, and are, you know, ever more scrutiny are we seeing. Mm-hmm.
So at the moment, Mitch, the Climate Bond Standards and Certification Scheme run by the nonprofit Climate Bonds Initiative currently certifies green bonds. But do you think then, to kind of keep a to keep closer tabs on what's happening in this market, that perhaps greater regulation would be required? And what do you think that might look like?
Well, I think it's definitely coming. And I think in some ways it's important to create confidence for a market to grow. You know, the rating agencies, for example, are regulated. But the reality is that CBI and ICMA, which is a trade body here in Europe, are providing green bond guidance that is a great foundation for the regulators, and they're leaning very heavily on that. So I think with that kind of wisdom, they'll see that the market is in some ways self-regulating, but you know, so I think from a regulatory point of view, as long as it's in line with the norms that have already been created, then I think we're okay.
So Bank of International Settlements, they actually suggested a rating system instead. Do you think that might work?
The rating system that they suggest is really interesting. It's at the firm level, again, with their focus away from the security and onto the firm level. So a lot of the green bond assessments that are out there are at the security level. There isn't really anything specific. The way they've suggested, I like the idea of it. Mm-hmm. It is, in my view, a little bit ex post, which is, say, sort of backward-looking, when many of the companies that you want to invest in on a transition pathway, you know, you want to benefit from that spread tightening or capital appreciation, or ex ante, you want to look, you know, forward and see how they behave. And that's going to be really from an engagement discussion with the companies and understanding. But I like the idea of it.
We're speaking with Mitch Resnick, head of sustainable fixed income at Federated Hermes. And I guess this would also mean that if we were to look at a rating system, it would mean firms with lower emissions receive a better rating.
That's right. And I think that, you know, and that makes sense sort of, you know, sort of at the face of it. But again, you know, we want to find companies that would be maybe misrated because they've signed up for science-based targets and the like and are moving in the right direction.
So what challenges do you think the green bond industry is facing then with such volumes coming into the market?
I think, you know, the one thing that is really surprising, one of the challenges is that it's not – one of the challenges we don't have is that it's all being digested extremely well. I mean, there is going to be a large supply that's going to be coming into the market sponsored by the European Union as of 2021. So that could be a potential challenge. A meaningful amount of the recovery program is being allocated to green projects and will be financed by something like 225 billion euros of green bonds. So there could be some digestion there. Per your point, you know, the veracity and the strength of the green credentials of the project is an important component, and there are lots of assessment services that are providing support for that. And reporting needs to be consistent and solid and with great transparency.
And those numbers that you've just highlighted, I mean, it's important to kind of put in context as well, isn't it, where we are so far this year? Because I was just looking, and I think in 2019, global issuance surpassed $250 billion at about 3.5%. That's about 3.5% of total global bond issuance. And taking a look at where we are this year so far, according to some reports, the value of green bonds issued so far this year has climbed to about $176 billion US dollars. So it looks like we may be on track to surpass last year on this trend that you've spoken about, Mitch. How do you see the green bond sector really developing as we head into 2021?
It is definitely going to surpass last year. It's still, you know, 4% of, say, for example, the investment grade market at $13 trillion. The market will continue to grow. There's a lot of demand, for this. We're going to see the issuance will get, deeper with the scale that we're going to see from the European Union, but also in breadth. We are now moving a little bit lower down the rating scale, which we absolutely need to do, which will introduce more value into the green bond market. So, you know, yesterday we saw a double B issuance, which is, you know, a high yield issuer. And I think we're going to see more of that as we continue into next year. And this part of the market becomes more shall we say, it's not questioned anymore. It's more permanent, a more permanent place of the overall bond market.
So overall, Mitch, how do you see this evolving, though? First part to this question is, what's your take on green bonds versus sustainability-linked bonds? And second part is, as part of this evolution, do you see in the future that this sustainability issue will essentially become a part of most bonds that are issued anyway, if they're linked back to whoever, to the company that's issuing them?
Sure. Let's start backwards from those questions. I think that the sustainability questions will be a part of the overall due diligence of a company overall. The sustainability-linked bond market is the bond market that links credit spreads or value attached to the company reaching certain key performance indicators related to, say, climate change. And I absolutely love this component of the market. It is a very small cousin of the overall $550 billion mm-hmm. green bond market. It's growing quickly, but I love it because it's attaching, it's not project-based, it's attaching dedication and results and performance on the greenness of operations, decarbonization or whatever, to the whole of the company. And I think that, to me, attaches attaches a value system of the company to the capital structure. And I think, look, this is all real. This is self-reinforcing to the credit strength of the company itself mm-hmm. and the credit spreads itself.
Well, Mitch, thank you so much for sharing your insights with us. It's been wonderful having you.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me, Rachel.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Mitch Resnick, Head of Sustainable Fixed Income at Federated Hermes, here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.